Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yesterday, a US appeals court threw out an appeal by the White House to decline refunds for those companies who paid tariffs on imported goods after the US Supreme Court said that they were illegal. That means the lower courts can now start refunding billions of dollars by claimants. But the White House is using different legal statutes now to keep the tariffs in place for nearly all countries in what can technically be described as a mess for exporters from Europe. So what happens now? Mark Ludwikowski is the chair of Clark Hill's International Trade Practice and joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Mark, or good evening, I should say.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, where are we in legal terms with these tariffs, Mark?
So the big development, as you mentioned, was the Supreme Court striking down the Liberation Day tariffs. It shows that the rule of law still holds in the United States. What will happen next is, as you mentioned, the Federal Circuit has removed any kind of waiting period with regard to what the refunds process will look like. And now the case goes back to the trial trade court, which can start dealing with the refunds immediately.
Okay. So in the meantime, he's using a different part of the statute to keep the tariffs in place. Is there a chance that that is in breach of the agreement? I won't say it's a legal agreement, but the agreement between the European Union and the United States to set a ceiling of 15% on tariffs from European goods coming into America.
That's correct. So the EU is concerned that the new U.S. Section 122 tariff surcharge is being stacked on top of normal duties. That could push some goods above the 15% that both sides believed had been settled last year. The 15% is not certain yet, but I have it in reliable source that 15% is bigger than 10%. And President Trump is a transactional president. So the extra 5% leaves a little wiggle room for negotiation. Yeah. But the formal tariff right now is 10% for another 150 days unless Congress extends it.
Now, going back to the actual refunds, quite a few Irish exporters would have sold goods into America last year, and the importing agent would have paid some sort of tariffs. How does the Irish exporter get their hands on a refund if they have been ended up paying it?
Yes, that's a very important question. That's the first question should be, who was the U.S. importer of record for that transaction? That party usually controls the direct customs refund claim. If an Irish company imported through its own U.S. subsidiary, the refund path may be more direct. If it's sold through a separate U.S. importer, that importer can seek the refund. Overall, this can strengthen the commercial relationship between the two by restoring the margin and potentially flowing back through better pricing or future orders with the Irish company. Mm. So it would be mostly the U.S. importer that would handle those claims for the Irish companies.
And would the American government have to pay the legal fees given the fact that they've lost these cases?
No, they don't, unfortunately. But the case is most likely going to continue for some time on technical challenges with the lower trade court. So we're not quite through this mess quite yet. Mm. But President Trump has been making trade lawyers great again. So we have something to look forward to.
And what about consumers? Is there a chance that there'll be a class action lawsuit against the White House for consumers who ended up paying and probably ended up paying for most of the tariffs?
Exactly. So there has been actually a very timely question because there has been a class action suit now filed against couriers such as FedEx and other companies that have passed on the tariff directly to the consumers. So to their credit, this is just just beginning, but to their credit, FedEx has already indicated that they would refund those duties to the consumers. The problem is, how would that actually play out in practice? So it's something worth watching.
Is there ever a chance that Trump will accept legal defeat and drop his tariffs and say, OK, I'm going to use something else?
I don't believe so. This is a part of the trade policy, and the administration continues to use tariffs as leverage and is pursuing these other alternatives like the Section 122 that we talked about. And also, there still is in place a Section 232 tariff, which covers auto parts, steel, aluminum. And now the administration is considering another mechanism, which is the Section 301 tariff, which was imposed against China in 2018 and still continues to this day.
Okay.
So,
but doesn't Congress eventually have to vote on these things?
Those other mechanisms, with the exception of Section 122, which can be applied immediately, but it's short term, it's for 150 days. The 232, yes, and the 301, yes. There's a process that has to take place before the Department of Commerce for those cases and the USTR for the 301.
Okay, but isn't it highly unlikely that congressmen and women and senators would vote to impose tariffs when you're 7 months out from the midterm elections?
That's exactly right. It's a very tricky situation because they will be faced with a vote on whether to extend this 150-day 10% tariff. And that's going to come very close to the window for elections for them. So these congressmen and women may not want to be going back to their constituents and telling them, look, we're going to extend this tariff for an additional period of time. Okay. It's a very tricky situation.
It definitely is. And thank you so much for staying up late to join us from Washington, D.C. That's Mark Ludwikowski, chair of Clark Hills International Trade Pact.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.